If nothing's permanent, does that apply to mind?
Oh, absolutely. Even more.
So,
it's like the Buddha is very explicit. He said you'd be better off taking this body as a permanent self, right? Because at least it's around for 70, 80, 100 years at best. But the mind is constantly changing, constantly shifting. Moods and impressions are constantly shifting. So and of course the mind is the avenue by which we can see clearly. So this is why mind cultivation plays such a huge role in the Buddha's path. But the Buddha isn't saying that if you make this mind really clear, then you're going to have a permanent mental state that's you can take refuge in. He's saying no, you can establish the knowing and free the heart, free the mind from its own habits and conditioning. So it's like your doorway into liberation, but it is you're not trying to extract out some sort of pure mind somewhere.